When the Founding Fathers wrote the Declaration of Independence 250 years ago, they included the phrase, the pursuit of happiness. What does that really mean? The director of the National Constitution Center, Jeffrey Rosen, wrote a book about it last year, but he had more to say, which could only be expressed through song. More from WHYY's Peter Crimmins.
Last September, baritone James Martin and pianist Jennifer Blythe of Dickinson College came to the Philosophical Society in Philadelphia to perform The Golden Mean. That's a cycle of a dozen art songs about the virtues prized by people like Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams.
This is a song about a mix of emotions.
These songs were written by Jeffrey Rosen of the National Constitution Center, who spent the pandemic shutdown reading the same philosophy books the Founding Fathers did.
So I spent a year during COVID reading Jefferson's books, and I tried to follow his crazy schedule. I got up 2 hours before dawn, read Moral Philosophy, watched the sunrise, and then toward the end of the project, I started writing songs.
Don't be slothful or greedy, be ambitious. Ambition earns honorable fame.
Happiness meant something different to the signers of the Declaration of Independence. Rather than the pursuit of pleasure, it refers to character improvement, a calm self-mastery that Rosen says comes from deep thinking and reflection.
The daily practice of self-discipline makes you feel like you haven't made a total hash of the day if you actually do some reading in the morning. But there is a difference between the pursuit of happiness as self-mastery, pleasure, which is kind of immediate gratification, but then there's joy. The reason I wrote these songs is to experience joy.
The sun is rising in the sky, and the golden mean delights my eye.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.
No necessity, the golden mean, it's here.